On his 30th birthday 2 years ago, Ben Lupo decided to walk away from a six-figure salary with an Omaha insurance company and take a chance at becoming a professional gamer. Now he's known as Dr. Lupo, one of the country's most popular esports athletes. He showed off his Fortnite skills at State Farm corporate headquarters Thursday. GLT correspondent Joe Deacon speaks with Lupo about the growing popularity of esports and how Lupo managed to make gaming his career. He's now 32 and has been gaming since a young child.
Gaming at this level in esports is kind of the introduction of what I've been doing for a really long time as kind of part of the mainstream media, finally. Fortnite played a big part in that because now, finally, you have people that you never would expect to show up as big gamers. You have athletes and baseball players, football players. You've got movie stars, and like Jordan Fisher was on Dancing with the Stars, and he's a huge gamer. You have people coming out of the woodwork now that have been playing video games for a really long time as a hobby that are saying, yeah, I mean, I enjoy that too. And before Fortnite, Call of Duty kind of did that, but not on this scale. This is way, way bigger than I think anybody ever thought it would be. And so now esports blowing up in the way that it is and people getting largely invested, you can watch the World Cup on, in the game client in Fortnite or on Twitch or YouTube or Facebook or wherever. You've got people talking about gaming on Twitter at a scale that I don't think anybody ever expected. You now have companies like State Farm partnering with people like me that I'm extremely lucky to be the person that they chose to start with in the Fortnite side of things. I think gaming as a whole is being taken more seriously by more people in a way I don't think anybody thought possible, or at least not this quickly. It's changed very fast because of Fortnite and the way that things have kind of grown over the last few years.
So can you explain a little bit about Fortnite? How exactly does it work, and why do you think it's become so popular?
Fortnite is what they call Battle Royale. It's a genre of games. There are a bunch of other BRs, but it essentially means that 100 people drop onto an island, and you could be solo or in duos or teams of three or four, and everybody fights it out with, there's like weapons and stuff you pick up on the ground. And Fortnite has a lot of like silly gadgets and maybe an impulse grenade that'll like shoot you through the air if it goes off next to you, or like grappling hooks and all that kind of stuff. It's got a lot of, we call them shenanigans. It's the silly stuff. And whoever's the last person, the last team standing at the end wins. And there's like a storm that slowly shrinks and forces people together faster so that the game doesn't last forever. And it's not the first of its kind. There's been a lot of Battle Royale games before this, but it's the one that kind of did things correctly for the mainstream in a way that I don't think anybody else did. Because like Fortnite doesn't have, there's no blood. There's no, you shoot guns at each other, but like when somebody gets eliminated, they don't even say the word kill. Like they completely avoid it. I don't know if people listen to us cast the World Cup and stuff like that, which I get to do. We don't say the word kill at all. There's very specific language because they want to make sure that Epic, the company that makes Fortnite, they understand their audience. They know the age range and that everybody plays it. So they want to make it as acceptable as possible for as many people as possible, which I respect. Not a lot of companies would go out of their way to do that, and Epic with Fortnite, they've gone above and beyond. So everybody, you have people fighting it out all the way to the end, and on top of that, with other BRs, it's mostly just shooting. It's very reliant on accuracy and stuff like that, and your management of the skills in the game and how to aim. Fortnite adds the ability to build, which I think is the next, it's kind of the next step up, because it adds a second layer of skill required. A lot of people that play a lot are very good at aiming. Not a lot of people that play a lot are very good at building in that way and being able to do both at the same time. If you watch a competitive player like for the World Cup play, your brain will melt with how fast they are and what level of skill it takes to manage everything that they're doing at the same time. I'm pretty good, but I'm not that good. Not at that level. And the age range of some of these players is insane. The minimum age to play in the World Cup is 13, and there are a lot of 13, 14, 15-year-olds that are playing for literally millions of dollars in New York City towards the end of the month. It's scary.
That's Ben Lupo, better known to his fans in the gaming community as Dr. Lupo, speaking with GLT correspondent Joe Deacon during his visit to State Farm corporate headquarters.